Welcome. We are at Tipton High School. Tipton High School tonight, basketball, Wednesday night, home of Blue Devils. Welcome you to today's education-based school varsity basketball game. Tonight's game features Lewis Cass Kings and the Tipton Blue Devils. Teams on the floor right now taking shots at their leisure. It's under 10 minutes left here in the pregame. Blue Devil band on the stage sounding marvelous. I'm getting close to that Christmas time. Not too far away. Talking about some rain. Might not have snow. Christmas. But we'll see what happens following Christmas. But we do excuse it. And we tune in. We'll mention this game is being brought to you by PuttingInSports.com. We thank you for listening. Mention both teams. On the floor right now, taking shots, we'll mention, talk a little bit about each school, and we'll let you know a little bit about the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Lewis Cass Kings. Cass Kings, back home, have some capacity, close to Tipton, 900, a bit more. We'll mention the Kings, Class 2A, Sectional 36. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional will happen at Lewis Cass School. Pitching in their sectional is Lewis Cass, Rochester, Pioneer, Wabash, Winamax, Sports Miami. The principal at Lewis Cass High School is Don Young. The athletic director, Mr. Greg Marchand. The athletic secretary is Joan Seitz. Mention Lewis Cass High School is located at 6422 State Road 218. That's Walton, Indiana. It's north on 35. 6994. We'll mention their phone. You can reach them by phone at 574-626-2511. The web is lewiscassathletics.com. They wear the colors red, white, and navy. Perform in the Three Rivers Conference. There are 10 teams in the Three Rivers Conference. Right now, this early part of the season, they stack up like this. Blue. The Tigers will mention they're 3-0. Three Rivers Conference, they're 5-2 overall. Followed up by Wabash, they're 3-0 and 3 overall. Then it's Manchester. Manchester, they're 1 win, 0 losses in the Three Rivers Conference. 6-1. Rochester, they're 1-0 in the conference, just 3-2. Tahlequah, they're 2-1 in the Three Rivers, 5-2 overall. Wichita, they're 1-1, 5-2 overall. The Cavs, the Kings, are currently 0-2 in the conference, they're 2-3 overall. Followed up by Northfield, 0-2 in the conference, 2-4 overall. North Miami, they're 0-2 in the conference. They're 1-5 overall. Southwood, they're 0-3. Conference, they're 2-4 overall. Mention will remind you, Lewis Cass Kings, only 2 wins, 3 losses on the season. Their head coach is Eric Brand. But Brand, 2-3, working in year number 1 at Lewis Cass High School. We're always working in year number 7. 54 wins, 87 losses. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for Lewis Cass. It's going to happen Friday. It'll be this Friday, the 22nd, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. It'll be the Manchester Squires. And the Manchester Squires are going to be right there with Lewis Cass. Check the listing. I believe that's the home game for Lewis Cass. Mention a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. The Blue Devils have a gym capacity right here at 3,050. Mention they have a school enrollment for 54. We'll mention their Class 2A, Sectional 39. There are 7 in their sectional. The sectional will take place here at Tipton High School. Their sectional is Tipton, Blackford, Eastern, St. Grant, Taylor, Brook, and Elwood. Mention the principal at Tipton High School is Craig Leach. Athletic director is Corey Fernum. Middle school athletic director is Alex Weddle. Athletic trainer is Burke Emmer. remind you, Tipton High School is located at 619 up Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 6072. Dialed in by telephone at 765-757-7431. The web at TiptonAthletics.com, where the colors blue and white. Perform in the Hoosier Conference. The conference has 9 members. Each division, there are 4. So it's like this. Tipton, they're 1-0. The division, they're 6-0 overall. Tipton Hamilton Heights, 1-0 in the division, they are 3-4 overall. Western, the Western Panthers, they're 1-2 and 5 overall. With Western, they're 0-1, 6-2 overall. The West Division. Division, Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes, they're 1-0. The West Division, they're 7-3 overall. Benton Central, 1-0 in the West, they're 5-3 overall. Central Catholic, they're 0-0. Wait for that first Catholic game. They are 4-2 overall. Lafayette, they're 0-1, 4-4 overall. 0-1, Rensselaer Central. The Bombers are 4-5 overall. And we'll mention, remind you, Tipton Blue Devils currently 6 wins, 0 losses. And win in the East thus far. The head coach, Cliff Hawkins. Hawkins, 70 wins, 3 losses. Working in year number 5 at Tipton High School. We're all 43-year varsity. Basketball coach working in year number 43, 167 wins, 192 losses. The next game on the agenda after tonight, the Blue Devils perform in the Central Holiday Tournament. Going to happen on Thursday, December 28th. The 2 games, one day, I take that back, they'll come back the 29th. The second game, Thursday the 28th, Tipton play against Clinton Prairie. Be a neutral floor. Says a 1:30 start from JohnHarrell.net. And then on Friday, they'll have game 2. That'll start on the... Don't have a start time yet, according to. So the Blue Devils, the locker room, they're working right there, out on the floor. For the Lewis Cass Kings, come out of the locker room. Ready to go for basketball. The girls' game, there was a doubleheader. Girls played first, played against Anderson. Anderson got the win. Kind of warm up right now. Both teams out on the floor. So working around right there. And we'll also mention, going on this particular week, team schedule, who's your conference? They like schedule this week. We'll mention your conference this week for basketball on Tuesday. Yesterday, we'll mention December 19th, 2 games. Hill against Western. Oak Hill got the win, 55-9. Penn Lake got the win. They traveled Frontier High School. So mention tonight, one game on the agenda. Wednesday, December 20th. And tonight is right here. It's Lewis Cass, Kings, and the Tipton Blue Devils. Tomorrow night. That's one game tomorrow night. Wednesday, December 21st. The 4-4 West Lafayette travel to 3-5 Western. This Friday night, there'll be one game. It'll be Friday the 22nd. One game is 2-4 Lebanon. Travel to 3-4 Hamilton Heights. And we'll mention that's the final game. That'll be the final game before Christmas. Also mention Three Rivers Conference. Three Rivers Conference, not so light a schedule. Mention this week, boys basketball in schedule. Tuesday, that was last night, December 19th. 2 games, it was against Wichita. Tahlequah got the win, 60-55. That was a conference game. Southwood 57, Southern Wells 40. Tonight, games on the agenda, Wednesday, December 20th. If they are the Dragons, are at Northfield, the Norsemen, tonight. Carroll Cougars, they are at the Wabash Apaches, tonight. And Lewis Cass Kings are right here with the Tipton Blue Devils. Friday night, three games. The agenda, three or 7:30 starts. See the Eastern Comets at the Northfield Norsemen. Manchester Squires at the Lewis Cass Kings. Rochester Zebras at the Tippecanoe Valley Vikings. Those are the game schedules this week. Prior to holiday. And we do thank you for tuning in. Clock's getting ready to empty out. Both teams are at their respective benches. Them getting ready for basketball here at Tipton High School. So they're going to address the crowd, public address. And the pep band is going to lead and the national anthem and inviting folks to sing along. Step this down. High school band here on stage, and everybody on the same page while that song is playing. That 90 seconds, and it's good. So we're going to mention the starting lineups here in the ball game. They'll do the same. We'll mention starting tonight for the Lewis Cass Kings. They'll start like this. Ring number three. He's a 6'3" junior, 6.6 points per game average. Bryce Rudd. Wearing number four, 6 foot senior. He has a 5.6 per game average. That's Owen Lowe. Wearing number five, 5'11 sophomore, 5.4 points per game average. That's Brennan Jeter. Wearing number 21, 6 foot four inch senior. Quarterback on the football field. 14 point average per game. That's LJ Hillis. Wearing number 24, 6 foot one sophomore, 0.4 average per game. It's Brody. Plus, head coach for the Lewis Cass Kings is Eric Brands. Now the starting lineup for the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils will start like this. Wearing number three, 6 foot six junior, 18.3 points per game average, Grady Carpenter. Wearing number five, 6 foot 2 inch junior, points per game average, that's Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley shoots 41% behind the arc. 7 for 17, we'll mention. For 11, but one senior, 27 points game average, Nolan Swan. Wearing number 12 for the Blue Devils, 6'4" senior, 7.7 points per game average, it's Ryan Tracy. And Tracy shooting 81% from two-point land, 17 for 21. We'll also mention number 23, 6 senior, 12.5 points per game average. Paxton Money. Coach for the Blue Devils, pitcher Cliff Hawkins. Finish up the lineup. They're going to jump it up right here, center circle. They're going to jump it up to Lewis Cash. It's number 3, Bryce Rudd. Rudd, 6'3", junior. Blue Devils adjourn the huddle. In the lineup right there on the center circle. Knuckles right there. Pete Carpenter. Knuckles right there with Bryce Rudd. 6th, Grady Carpenter going to jump center. That was good. To the middle portion right there on the 10-second line was picked up by Lewis Cash. Dribble around out top of the circle. We work the ball around. 3, Bryce Rudd. To the left side behind the arc for Owen Lowe. To the elbow left side at 21, L.J. Hillis. Out behind the arc in the dribble baseline. Going to try to work it down low on the bounce pass. To Way. Trying to work it inside, trying to find 24, Brody Hillis. Going to be brought in left of the bucket. Baseline. Cash King. Try to toss it in. Bounce pass in. Brennan Peter. Gets it around the arc there. See, Bryce Rudd. Bryce Rudd on the dribble. He works his way in. Going to be an offensive foul. Bryce Rudd back his way down there near the paint. And Noah Swan setting up the charge. The first foul in the ballgame. He whistled on Bryce Rudd. Devils to the front court. First possession. They're working left side. 3-point shot in the air. Good. Coming off a pick right there was Noah Swan. Swan set up, right elbow extended. Nothing contest. Dribble to the front court. Going to pick up and court Sam Crigley. He'll pass to the front court. Going to save the basketball back in and he tipped away. Picked up by Grady Carpenter. They're crossing the timeline. Works to the left side. 3-point shot. Up and off the glass. Falls in. Noah Swan. 3 at the 6-0 contest. In the backcourt on the dribble. Trying to cross the timeline. It's Owen Lowe. He'll pass it to the front court. He'll get the ball back. Pick dribble up. You're working in. He'll get a bounce pass out top of the circle. Get kick. That ball will bounce pass to Brennan Jeter. Ball tipped out of bounds. Biden could be brought in the front court. From the side court, adjacent to the bench. The bench. Working it out top. Going through the legs. You're dribbling at the base. Owen Lowe. It's going to be picked up there in the paint. Hey, Tracy, they're working up ahead. Jackson Money. Jackson Money trying to save the basketball. He's going out of bounds on the baseline. Trying to get the ball in. Brian Tracy. Belongs to Lewis Cass. Cass going to dribble to the timeline. Step the dribble. Tracy back in the backcourt. Picks up basketball. Brennan Dieter. Dieter passes across the timeline. L.J. Hillis. They're working left side. Backpedal dribble. To the corner. They're working to the left corner baseline. Bounce pass, trying to work it in to L.J. Hillis. There on the bounce. I Jackson Money. Then around the perimeter. 3-point shot from the corner. Jackson Money couldn't get it. Rebound putback is good. Ryan Tracy. Side of glass. Nothing contest. Ball to try to get the timeline. Bounce pass. 5, Brennan Dieter. They're working at the left side. Go off the baseline. Pick the basketball up. 3-point shot in the air, rims out. Shot taken by Owen Lowe. Rebound, Steven Quigley. To Ryan Tracy, across the timeline, Noah Swan. On the dribble, Grady Carpenter. A 12-foot shot. The elbow, right side, wouldn't go. Down out there, back the other direction, L.J. Hillis. They're working out top of the circle, to dribble it. Back to Hillis. Hillis going to drive the paint. Turn around and take it to the corner. For Owen Lowe. Owen Lowe going to dribble in the paint, looking to get rid of it. L.J. Hillis. Tell to get it to the corner again. That's 4. Owen Lowe. So we're going to down low. It's going to be picked up by Noah Swan in the other direction off the glass. 2-point shot. Ryan Tracy. 10-0 contest. Devils in front. We're going to see the timeline with the basketball. Going to call a timeout. And now call Lewis Cash King. Call it the 62nd timeout. I think they're back to the call 30. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you tonight. Arcadia Industrial Park. Self-storage. Indoor-outdoor storage. That's flex storage. Check your investments. Feel safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. You can reserve your space now. You can call them 317-774-1500. And that's 317-774-1500. You can find him on the web at AIPSDeanna.com. And Horn Sales, before, is going to be brought in high court by the scores bench. Calf. I see the backcourt crossing the timeline on the dribble. Owen Lowe. They're working to LJ Hillis in the corner. Back to Lowe. They're working a bounce pass tipped out of bounds by Jackson Money. Stay in the front court with Lewis Cass. Lewis Cass going to bring the ball in right there in front of the Tipton Blue Devil Spirit section. Going to guard the inbound as Jackson Money bounce pass in. LJ Hillis. LJ Hillis going to go baseline. Trying to back his way down. He's going to take an inside shot off the glass. Don't board. Back up and in. Jay Hillis for two. 10-2 contest. Ball's in the front court. Blue Devils on the dribble. Grady Carpenter. Get right side behind the arc. Sam Quigley. Opposite corner. Working back around. Shot 3-point land. A little bit behind the arc. Couple of steps. So strong. Couldn't get it. Ball goes out of bounds. On the carom. They're going to whistle a foul. They're going to whistle a foul on Tipton. They whistle on Grady Carpenter. Take that back and see him Quigley. And Quigley has his first foul in the ballgame. Teams with one foul in the first quarter. The timeline of the dribble, LJ Hillis. So we're inside the three-point line at five, and Brandon Dieter in the paint for a shot good. It's LJ Hillis, about a six-foot floater. And contest, ball's in the front court. Blue Devils to the corner. That's Brian Tracy. He'll bounce it back out. The circle touches the hands briefly. Jackson Money, Sam Quigley, Grady Carpenter. Going to go reverse layup, Jackson Money. Left corner baseline, 12-4 contest. To the front court on the dribble. The basketball at five, Brennan Dieter. We're going to back out. The basketball at four, Owen Lowe. They're working to the corner. Bounce it back around, bounce pass. Behind the arc, dribble now, bring it back out top. Owen Lowe. Back tail dribble, working the basketball. Brennan Dieter. Bounce to the left side, LJ Hillis tries a three-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound fought for, picked up by Jackson Money. Worked the outlet, Nolan Swan to the front court. Carpenter, who worked a pass down low. Two-point bucket, Ryan Tracy. At the assist, Grady Carpenter, he averages 9 per game. First quarter, 14, 4 contests, they're working to the front court. It's going to be tipped, going to be caught in the front court. Basketball, Lewis Cass, 24, Brody Hillis. Five in the lane, going to be another offensive foul. Pulling Swan sets up for the foul. 2:54 left here in the first quarter. 15-4 contest. That foul whistle, Lewis Cass. Number five, Brennan Dieter. Brought in from the backcourt. Jackson Money back to Nolan Swan. Drops to the front court to slow it up. And we're going to right side, Grady Carpenter. The still line. He's outside the arc. He'll dribble in left side. He goes to the corner with it. And Tracy scouts Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan left elbow extended. 3-point shot was good. 15-4. Devils in front. The ball from the backcourt. He'll pass across the timeline. Jay Hillis will bounce it down low. Bounce it down lower. And a 2-point shot is good before Brody Hillis. And they'll work it through the front court. Credit that assist 44 when Kotner pays back around. Tip going to go back to near the back court, or near the deep in the front court, picked up here by Squiggly. Axel Money now right side in front of the bench. Ian Tracy. They're back out top on the dribble, through the legs, by the lane to take a pop a shot. And that's Grady Carpenter, about a 12-footer. 2-point shot is good. 16-6 contest. Blue Devils in front. Going to be a tip and a steal in the backcourt. Couldn't handle the steal the basketball. Going to be on the floor. And they're going to stop play. They're going to say the ball's going to be brought out of bounds. In the ball game for the Blue Devils is 21, Landon Spidell. And in Spidell, a 6'2" junior. Brought inside court to front court, Jackson Money. This is it lightly to the backcourt. Nolan Swan being guarded there by five, Brennan Dieter. They're working right side. Now back out top. Grady Carpenter works it to the corner. Working to the opposite corner. Nolan Swan passes. Ryan Tracy rims off from the right corner baseline. 3-point shot, way to go. To the front court, Lewis Cass. But low. Get outside the arc at 5, Brennan Jeter. Bring it outside the arc now, it's L.J. Hill. He'll dribble it back outside. Being guarded there by Grady Clubner. Out left side, shot wouldn't go. To point land. To go the shoulder of Ryan Tracy and out of bounds. Belong to Lewis Cass. So in the ballgame, back in the ballgame for Blue Devils is number 5, Sam Quigley. In a breather is number 12, Ryan Tracy. Bring the ball in deep. Front court, he'll let it go to the back court. He'll pick it up there. That's 24, Brody Hillis. Split one in sophomore. Hand off right there, point guard, Owen Lowe. Lowe free throw line and work it out left side behind the arc. L.J. Hillis, he'll dribble in. Behind the back dribble. Free himself up. A fadeaway in the paint, shot wouldn't go. He down, landed Spidell. He'll outlet. That's him Quigley. Stay outside, he'll dribble in. If we're going back outside behind the arc, Grady Carpenter, 3-point shot, you're good. Carpenter for 3, 22, 6, 35 seconds left here in the quarter. Across the timeline with the dribble, 4, and low. Working left side to the basketball to bounce it in to L.J. Hillis. To the backcourt, by Lane and Spidey, L.J. Hillis picks it up. Get back to the front court. Side the arc, it's Owen Lowe. Owen Lowe to the corner. Brody Hillis, fronted right there by Lance Spidell. Dale, that was a turnover to the Blue Devils. So they're working to the front court, Grady Carpenter. Second, he'll drive the lane off the glass. Left-handed layup is good. That's going to complete the first quarter. After one quarter of play, Blue Devils for Cass Kings, 6. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you, Lisa Stokes Bear. Stokes Bear, Century 21, real estate agent, real estate broker. You're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience of serving clients with the utmost professionalism. At Lisa List and or let Lisa look your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear, cellular phone, by text message to 17-513-086. And that's 317-813-4086. Simple. We would rather rely and relax on the real estate lady who listens. My own experience and knowledge. My own Lisa Stokes Bear. 17-813-4086. So they bring the ball in from the backcourt. You can bring it in the side court. Second quarter. To the possession arrow. Ball to the Blue Devils. Brought in at half court. Was Swan. Bounce pass. To Carpenter across the timeline. On the dribble. Go right side behind the arc. I see him Quigley. Front, Nolan Swan. The perimeter, left side, Grady Carpenter back out top. For Swan, for shot would go. Rebound fought for, picked up by Landon Spidell. Spidell will hand off Nolan Swan. For Swan on the dribble and pick up a screen. Screen and roll, Landon Spidell. Going to get the bucket. Layup, right side. 6-6-6. Ball. Bam from the backcourt. The basketball, it's number 4. Went low. Crossing the timeline. They're working in. Elbow. L.J. Hillis. Bring it back to Owen Lowe. Back to Hillis. He'll drive the lane. Go off the glass. Shot taken there. Wouldn't go. That was 3. Bryce Rudd. Back the other direction. Grady Carpenter. Off the glass. Credit the assist to Ryan Tracy. Then 0-2 on the game clock. 28-6 and dribble to the timeline. It'll bounce it. Left side to work back out. Out top of the backcourt, that's 5, Brennan Peter. Working the left side on the dribble, out top of the circle. He'll go through the leg. Pick up, it'll work it back out, L.J. Hillis. Stop again, it's in the hands of 4, Owen Lowe. Lowe going to put a move on. Then Spidell will take a 3-point shot, top of the circle. 4-point shot is good. Owen Lowe. 28-9, 6.5 minutes left here in the second quarter on the dribble, crossing top of the circle. The Carpenter dishes off. 2-point shot rims around. Ready to go. Noah Swan. Back the other direction. The dribble. See the front court. That's 4. 1-0 out top of the basketball. We're going to see the corner. The dribble. That's 5. Brennan Jeter. Get to the corner. Going to try to get it to the baseline corner on a bounce pass. Going to go off the hand of Owen Cotner Graves, and they'll bring it in. It's going to belong to the Blue Devils. Jackson Money back in the ball game for the Blue Devils. Dribble to the sideline. Sam Quigley pick up the pace, crossing the timeline. Sit right side, number 11. Back around Noah Swan. Elbow side. 2-point shot wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter by the foul there. Nothing going on. We're back the other direction. 4, Owen Lowe. Out top of the basketball. They'll bounce it down low. Off the glass. 2-point bucket is good. Louis Gass King, number 5. Brennan Dieter for 2. 28-11. Ball's in the front court. Blue Devils. Working back out. Sam Quigley. The dribble. Working back out top. Grady Carpenter. Noah Swan. Well, Swan going to dribble in. A little hesitation dribble. Going to absorb the foul. They'll go to the foul strike. Pick that back. It's going to be out of bounds. And foul here. The second quarter. Foul listed on Lewis Cass. Had to commit a foul here in the quarter. Back in the ball game, Lewis Cass is 24. Brody Hillis taking a breather. Number 5, Brennan Dieter. Blue Devils bring the ball in. In the paint, Tanner Schumann, right-handed floater off the glass. Money for 2. At 16 on the game clock. 30-11. In the front court, Blue Devils in front. The basketball will bounce it down low on the baseline. They're great. They'll work it back out. That's 4. Owen Lowe on the dribble right side. He'll dish off. LJ Hillis. LJ Hillis in the paint. He'll back his way down and take a shot. I've been deflected. But he'll get a rebound. Put back is good. Head at the bucket and he'll shoot 1. That's 44. Owen Cotner great. He'll go to the foul stripe. He'll shoot 1. First shot, only shot he'll get in the air, rim around, wouldn't go, rebound, Grady Carpenter. A handoff, he'll dish off there, Ryan Tracy crossing the timeline on the dribble. The ball back to Noah Swan. They go outside the arc, about 3 steps in front of the Lewis Cass bench for 3. 4:38 left here in the second quarter. 3:13, the Devils in front on the dribble out top. In the basketball, at 4, Owen Lowe. They pick up the basketball. We're the right side behind the arc, Brody Hillis. Bring it back to Cotter Grace. The Grace pass the side of the edge outside the arc. 3-point shot wouldn't go. That was Owen Lowe to the front court. Nolan Swan to the front court. He'll kick it back out. Tracy kicks it back out to Grady Carpenter. Left elbow extended. 3-point shot is good. 3-6-13, 4:02 left. Here in the quarter, going to be a timeout on the floor. Timeout's going to be whistled. Step back in the ballgame. No timeout in the ballgame. That's 4, Kevin Hare, he's a 6'2 senior. The timeline, dribble pace, Nolan Swan. Sit out, top and work the ball around. Jackson Money back to Nolan Swan. Swan shot, rims off, wouldn't go. He down, kicked up there near the baseline, Brody Hillis. The front court on the dribble, LJ Hill. Get to the corner. Working back around the dribble free throw line. The 14-footer will be blocked by Jackson Money. That shot taken by Owen Lowe. The direction, the Carpenter left-handed layup is good. Going to work it to the timeline. Going to work it across the timeline, LJ Hill. Jay Shaw. Get right there. I should say LJ Hill. Picks it up from Brody Hillis. Back out top on the back pedal dribble, Owen Lowe. Working through the corner, 3-point shot in the air, rims off. Wouldn't go. Not taken there. Brody Hillis, right? Jay Hillis. So we're through the corner. We're back out at Tracy. It's Ryan Tracy. Dishes off. Full Swan goes off the glass. 2-point shot is good. Underhanded scoop shot. 55 left. 40. Team contest. Blue Devils in front. Working left side. Around jumper. Shot in the air. Rims around. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by four, Owen Lowe. The direction, Grady Carver. Put to Gavin Hare. At the top, three-point shot good. Credit the bucket, Jackson Money. 43-13, 2:30. 2.5 minutes left here in the second quarter. Across the timeline at a walk pace, just blow it up. Owen Lowe, timeout on the floor. Staff Kings. Call timeout, as we'll mention. Game is in parts. Brought to you by AGM Auto. GM Auto, if you're looking for that good mechanic, no further. GM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, complete engine tune-ups, and your routine oil changes to extend longevity from each of your automobiles. AGM Auto, they welcome you. I mentioned AGM Auto. Are currently the best move. They're located just west of Arcadia, Indiana. They're at 6660 166th Street. Open daily Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. GM Auto, they also restore classic cars. GM Auto, you can find them on Facebook, AGM Auto LLC. Dial them by telephone at 317-984-5283. That's 317-984-5283. On the floor, Blue Devils, out on the floor. Shaft King put in play in front of the scores message. Cliff Hawkins, Shake Hands, right there at the inbound gym, LJ Hill. It's all about sportsmanship. A lot of it going on. The front court on the dribble. Number four, Owen Lowe. Behind the arc on the dribble in the ball game is Lewis Cass. It's Rudd back in the ballgame. Where's number three? Top again, Owen Lowe on the dribble. Picked up there out top loosely. Brady Carpenter. They're working around the perimeter. Jay Hillis going to work it into Cotton or Graves. Going to work it back. Jay Hillis going to drive the baseline. They're going to get rid of it. Does Owen Lowe. Tittle dribble. About a three. I think back to LJ Hillis behind the arc. Get back to Owen Lowe. He'll dribble the baseline. They'll go to the corner with it. Ball's going to be out of bounds. Assessed by Lewis Cass. That's in front of the Blue Devil Spirit section. He'll be brought in from the backcourt, side court. Action Money back in the ball game. And a breather is number 12, Ryan Tracy. He'll be brought in. Going to walk it to the timeline, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter passed to the left side, Nolan Swan. Turns around, jumper, three-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, going to be a foul during the rebound. Coming down with the board there with 24, Brody Hillis. They're going to whistle this foul on 21, Landon Seidel. Seidel picks up his first foul in the ballgame. Devils with two here in the quarter. With one. Cross the timeline on the dribble. Now, Kyle picks up the dribble, Owen Lowe being put there by Jackson Money. Top, Cotton Grace. Kevin Hare guarding him. Bring it back outside the arc. Lewis. Around the turnaround jumper. Thought about LJ. Plus, down towards the Brody Hills. Bring it back out. Three, Bryce Rudd. Bryce Rudd takes the shot. Jump shot. Point bucket rolls around. Falls in. Timeout, Lewis Cass. 109 left. The quarter. 43-15. Your full 60 second timeout. And we'll also mention this game is in part brought to you at the Floor Store. Floor Store, they're at the east edge of Tipton. Stop by. You can look around. Showroom may leave you speechless. And find shopping online isn't really necessary when excellence is required. We are just east of State Road 28. Just beyond the car dealership, 1003 East Jefferson Street. That's Jefferson Street, State Road 28. And Road, a different name. In Indiana, that's Blue Devil Country. Steve and Carolyn Swan lend a hand when they can. Also support your choices along with your decisions. They welcome support the hometown kids wearing the blue and white. The Floor Store. The basketball from the backcourt. And the timeline on the dribble. Action Money passes across the timeline. Grady Carpenter. Work it in, you go to the opposite side edge, 3-point shot is good. Nolan Swan, 51 seconds left in the first half, 46. Dribble out top, went low, being guarded there by Jackson Money. The left side behind the arc, LJ Hillis. Dribble in through the legs, back out top. They get it back to Owen. Owen Lowe on the dribbling exhibition. We're going to get Jackson Money. It's to Rudd. Rudd going to back his way down. Around 28 seconds left in the quarter. Low from the corner. He'll bring it back in. He'll drive the lane. Bounce it down low. LJ Hillis. LJ Hillis. They have been going up for a shot. They're going to say he was passing to pick up a foul. He'll draw the foul. That left arm. That foul's going to be whistled. On 23, Jackson Money. He picked up his first. At the free throw line, they're going to call it a non-shooting foul. LJ Hillis was at the stripe. He thought he was shooting. Called out of bounds, left of the bucket on the baseline. Back in the ballgame, that's three, Bryce Rudd. Brought in by LJ Hillis. The bucket on the baseline, going to be guarded there by Grady Carpenter. Corner, Owen Lowe. Owen Lowe, shot from the left corner baseline, 3-point shot is good. 12 seconds left in the quarter. Crossing the timeline, to Carpenter. Is off Jackson Money back to Nolan Swan out near the center circle. 4 seconds, he'll take a long three. The buzzer. Landon Spidell comes down with the rebound. Ball shot at the buzzer wouldn't go, but it wouldn't count it. Eventually, he'll go to halftime. 46, Lewis Cass, 17. 10-minute intermission. Thank you for tuning in. We'll mention if you can hear that Blue Devil band on the stage. Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by Powers, Septic, and Sewer. Dial them at 317-753-8858. 317-753-8858. For Septic and Sewer, we do septic tank cleaning, grease trap cleaning for restaurants, sewer camera, water, heading, septic tank riser installs, pro pump bacteria for septic systems. And their slogan is, remember, can't go without us. Serving Hamilton County and surrounding counties. 2000, the new millennium. They are family owned and operated. Powers, Septic, and Sewer. They're right there off State Road 19 in Cicero and Noblesville. Also mentioned, this game is in part brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurant. Jim Dandy, good food, good friends, good times. Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee, that first 3-point shot, Jim Dandy Restaurant put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. Tipton and Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward, taking each visit like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, good times are not far away. Jim Dandy Menu, calling your name, Jim Dandy, Noblesville, and Tipton. And one more, we'll let you know, Indiana Express Rentals bringing their contest to you. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, a high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals up the edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 1708-83. Simply call them at 317-773-8800. And that number is 317-773-4800. 2060 box truck available in a truck with a Tommy lift. Sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Penske Truck Rentals, the name Penske alone, any possible concerns away from travel. Indiana Express Rentals, Noblesville. So there's some out on the floor, shooting shots, free throws, trying to win a 2-liter bottle of something, pop, Coke. They're having a good time doing it. And Will Mission, a little bit about rankings this week. This week we'll talk about Class 2A rankings. To let you know, Class 2A rankings. September 19th tabulation. Class 2A rankings are like this. Top 16. Post get impressed. Weekly poll. Number 1, Wapahani Raiders. They're 8 wins, 0 losses. 2A, sectional 40. Number 2, Brownstown Central. They are the Braves. Section 1, sectional 46. Number 3, the Tipton Blue Devils. The Blue Devils are 6 wins, 0 losses. Sectional 39, that sectional will happen right here at Tipton High School. Number 4, it's Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves. 5-1, sectional 37. And number 5, Southwestern Rebels. 7 wins, 0 losses. Sectional 46. Number 6 is Providence. Providence Pioneers are 6 wins, 1 loss. Sectional 46. And number 7, Hinton Stockton. Stockton, they're the Miners. They've been 1, they're sectional 47. Number 8, Fort Wayne Lures. They are the Knights. Wayne Lures Knights, they're 5 wins, 0 losses. Sectional 37. Two teams at number 9. Number 9 is Manchester. They are Squires. Central Squires, 6-1. Sectional 37. So at number 9, Paoli. Paoli Rams, they're 4-7. 4-0. Sectional 47. Number 11, Titan Central, the Tigers. 6-1. Sectional 42. Number 12, Tudor, Panthers, and 1, sectional 43. Number 13, XVU Warriors, 6-2, sectional 35. Number 14, North Jetson, Blue Jays are 5-1, sectional 34. Number 15, it's Gary, 21st Century, and 4, they're sectional 33. Number 16, Andrean, 59ers are 3-2, sectional 3. So they're working right there. Team's still in the locker room. Another second half here. Start here shortly. 4 minutes, 15 seconds left. The intermission clock. At halftime, Tipton High School. And we'll remind you. Also, bringing this game to you is Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, Clark West Auto Parts. 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store to serve these auto parts in Cicero. And we'll also mention this game is being brought to you by PutneySports.com, Varsity Sports, 2008. Happy to support education-based school varsity athletics. Fall in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic, nice baseball. Fall in the fall, Tipton Blue Devil football. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil basketball, Hampton Heights. KD Huskies basketball. And I'm also, we'll mention, bringing this game to you, Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, Tipton. Just times are made for precious moments. Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. You can stop in and visit Jewelers in downtown Tipton. To the Diana Theater, 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. And that's 765-675-9720. Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30, 5:30, and on Saturday, 9:30, 2, Hope Jewelers to Tipton. We'll talk a little bit about the rankings this week. Overall basketball, of four classes included. Indiana High School Boys Basketball Rankings, this is last updated, December 18. And now at number one in the state of Indiana, the Fishers Tigers. The Tigers are 7 wins, 0 losses. Number two, it's the Westfield Shamrocks. Shamrocks are 5 wins, 0 losses. Three is Cathedral, Indianapolis Cathedral Irish. 6 wins, 0 losses. And number four, it's Lawrence North, Wildcats. 5 wins, 0 losses. And we'll pause for a moment for Wildcats Center. Also mentioned at number five, Lake Central Indians. 6 wins, 0 losses. Number six is the Class 2A Sectional 39 team, Tipton Blue Devils. They're 6 wins, 0 losses. At number seven, it's Noblesville Millers. 4 wins, 1 loss. At number eight, Wayne Northside. 6 wins, 0 losses. Number nine, it's Greenfield Central. Are the Cougars. 2 wins, 0 losses. And at number 10, another 2A school, Sectional 40, Wapahani Raiders, 7 wins, 0 losses. And they'll work from there. And we're going to go out on the court right now. We'll take the court. It's going to be inbound. Also, the possession arrow is going to give us a little bit of gas. And they're working on the floor right there. I'll mention. Kind of a celebrity on the right now, doing the refereeing. He does middle school, he does high school. Also referee, NFL, football. He's been in a couple Super Bowls. He'll be working the Raiders Chiefs game on Christmas Day with number 9, line judge, Dana McKenzie. Bring the ball in. Half court. Gonna be brought in right there. Ball gonna be tossed in. Little cast slightly to the backboard. That's number 4. Went low. Now top with the basketball. Bring it back around, bounce it down low. It's going to be thrown out of bounds. Trying to get the cut outside to the corner. Cut in. Jackson Money could have kept the basketball and allowed it to go out of bounds. He brought it into the backcourt. And quickly to the timeline. Up to the timeline. He'll bounce it in. Puts one right elbow. He'll back pedal back behind the arc. Step there. See by Brennan Jeter. Back Grady Carpenter. They're going to be guarded by Rudd. Going to work it back around. There's going to be a foul called. Whistle a foul on the pass from Grady Carpenter. So the foul's whistled on number 3, Bryce Rudd. Bryce Rudd picks up his second foul in the contest. Bounce it out behind the arc. Grady Carpenter working down low on the pass to Ryan Tracy, 2-point bucket. Pay up right side. The 8-17, balls in the front court. Lewis Casting, but low on the dribble. They're working through the corner. Back to low straight away. He'll bounce to the corner. Brody Hillis. The Hillis goes baseline, brings it back out. LJ Hillis against him. Sam Quigley. The pain, he'll go off the glass. Point shot good. Jay Hillis. 48-19. We're at the 7-minute mark. The quarter. Get to the front court. Works it down low. Ryan Tracy. He's going out of bounds. Now Jackson Money. 3-point shot. Left elbow extended. Wouldn't go. Brody Hillis. The rebound. Front court, Bryce Rudd on the dribble. The circle, he'll dribble in. Elbow shot, right side, right elbow. We're going back down a rebound, Jackson Money. Back out the other direction. Drop one over the teardrop. Right here, Jackson Money. Drop made special by Mark Jackson. Pace. Now he's doing commentating. We're going back outside with the basketball. Owen Lowe. Side the arc, 24, Brody Hillis. Get down low, LJ Hillis. Jay Hillis outside the paint, the dribble in the paint. One dribble, a turnaround jumper. The glass would go, rebound. Rudd. Rudd gets the put back. Point bucket in the paint. Bryce Rudd for 2. So 5 left. Third quarter. They won. Blue Devils in front. The dribble, Nolan Swan. Out top of the basketball, Ryan Tracy. Put it down. So they go to the corner with it, Jackson Money. Jackson Money, right corner baseline. 3-point shot is good. Playing from the backcourt. Owen Lowe. Crosses the timeline. He'll slow it up. Go back out top of the basketball. Hesitates to dribble. Pick up the dribble in front of Grady Carpenter. going to be picked up by Bryce Rudd on the floor. They get it back to Owen Lowe. He'll backpedal dribble behind the three-point stripe. Goes to right side to Rudd. Bryce Rudd bounce pass back out to Owen Lowe. Loosely guarded by Nolan Swan. Works the elbow pass right there. Works his way in. Going to be a two-shot foul. L.J. Hillis has to release a shot in the paint. It's going to be whistled. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan's going to pick up his first foul in the contest. At the free throw line, number one, L.J. Hillis. First shot wouldn't go. L.J. Hillis to the stripe. J. Hillis shooting 67% entering the ball game. Second shot is good. Got the back end of a two-shot foul. 5:20 left. The quarter. 53-22 in the front court. Out in the air. Two-point shot good. Credit the bucket. Nolan Swan for two. But Swan shooting 56%. Two-point land. We're going to back out top of the basketball. Owen Lowe. Dribble around. He goes to the corner with it. Get back out. And then Zeter. They'll work it down low. They'll get it into L.J. Hillis. Push it back out behind the arc. Three-point shot good. Owen Lowe for three. 55-25 in the front court. Blue Devils on the dribble. Grady Carpenter. They'll work it to the corner. Jackson Money. Jackson Money shot from the corner. Rims out. One go. Rebound out of there. That's 24. Grady Hillis. Front court. Owen Lowe on the dribble. Top back behind the back. Pass the ball. Upside off the fingertips. Go out of bounds. Last touch by the King. Can be brought in side court, about three-quarter court. See him quickly. Bounce it in. Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter going to walk it to the timeline and work it left side. Ryan Tracy. Around the perimeter behind our Swan. And we're back into Tracy. The down low to Jackson Money. Defense was there. Bryce Rudd off the fingertips of Jackson Money. Goes out of bounds. Belongs to Lewis Sass. Draws it to the sideline. That's Owen Lowe. He'll slow it up. They're working straight away. They're working right side behind the arc. Dribble in. Back to the corner. Work his way in. That's Brendan Zeter. Top of the basketball. Picked up there. L.J. Hillis. 6'4". L.J. Hillis. Out his way in. Turn around jumper in the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Down out of there, Nolan Swan, the other direction. Dribble the lane. Tries to go to the corner with it, Grady Carpenter. Intercepted there by Bryce Rudd. Lewis Cass, back the other direction. And the arc, L.J. Hillis. Owen Lowe, now back to Hillis. From Lowe, Owen Lowe behind the arc. Take a shot just inside the arc. Two-point shot here for Owen Lowe. Nothing but net. He's 23 on the game clock. 55-27. Turnaround jumper outside the paint. Jackson Money couldn't get it. Down secured there by Sam Quigley. To back out. Basketball out top. Front court. Winning the ball around Jackson Money. Ryan Tracy. Corner baseline. Going to drive the baseline. Going to draw a foul. It was Grady Carpenter. Whistle a foul on three. Lewis Cass Kings. Bryce Rudd. Bryce Rudd, a 6'3 junior. In for the Kings, again, we're going to see number 44, Cotner Graves. That's Owen Cotner Graves. The breather, number 24, Brody Hillis. Worked the ball from the baseline. He's going to blow the whistle. He's going to whistle a foul on five. He's going to whistle the foul on Brennan Jeter, number five. Got three in the contest. Brought in right of the bucket on the baseline. Jackson Money, top now, Grady Carpenter. Take a three-point shot straight away short off the rim. When Dell rebounds, Sam Quigley. Quigley going to dribble in. Work it outside the arc. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, left elbow extended. Three-point shot is good. 59 left. The third quarter. The 8-27. Blue Devils in front. The dribble out top. Owen Lowe. They'll work it left side. Carter Graves going to work it back. Out top. Going to dribble the lane. Lost the handle. Pick it up there. It's going to be Jackson Money. Money going the other direction. Might have got away with a double dribble. Skins on the way down to the dribble. Back around, Sam Quigley. Go off the glass. Two-point shot. When he go, got his own rebound. They're working to the corner. See Carpenter dribble in. Trying to get it to Nolan Swan. Stolen by Bryce Rudd. Now Nolan Swan in the backcourt. Going to try to get the steal. He's going to up a foul to backcourt. So he's gonna pick up his second foul in the ballgame. Situation third quarter. Devils 2, Kings 3. Be brought in. Backcourt. Ellis ballgame. It's LJ and Brody. On the timeline, it's number 5. And then Jeter. Dribble left side behind the arc. He'll pick up the basketball. Jay Hillis will right side of the lane. The basketball will go working back into Cotner Graves. Side the arc, 3-point shot in the air, wouldn't go. I've taken there by LJ Hillis. Rebound, Brody Hillis. Behind the arc, 3-point shot rims out. Bryce Rudd with the foul during the rebound. Which was foul on Lewis Cass. That's number 21, LJ Hillis. And Hillis picks up his first foul. Pretty much played the whole game. Pretty clean ball game for LJ Hillis. 49 on the game clock. 8:27. Blue Devils in front. Cross the timeline at a top pace. Nolan Swan. To the left side. Going to dribble the basketball baseline. Shot off the rim. Wouldn't go. For Grady Carpenter, then a rebound putback is good. Davin Hare. 60-27. Minute and a half left. For the third quarter. Dribble in. Back out LJ Hillis. Back his way down. Take a turnaround. Shot into paint. Wood Joe, going to be a foul whistle on the rebound. Going to be whistled on LJ Hillis. LJ Hillis going to pick up his second foul in the third quarter. So 1:20 left here, third quarter. 60-27, Blue Devils in front. The fifth foul there on Lewis Cass. Going to put the Devils at the foul stripe. Davin Hare, shoot two. First shot is good. Having here at the free throw line. They'll have one more. Second shot also good. Brought in from the backcourt. Let's pass. LJ Hillis now back to three. Bryce Rudd. Bryce Rudd to the front court on the dribble. Back pedal dribble. Working against him is Nolan Swan. Pass behind the arc. Basketball triple threat available. He'll dribble now. Let's dribble. That's 5, Jeter. Back out to Rudd. Outside the arc, LJ Hillis. Dribble in. He gets the ball stripped. Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter. Working to the left side. Jackson Money. Put a shot fake in. We're working to the corner. Point shot in the air. Rims over. Wouldn't go. Taken by Davin Hare. He down Blue Devils. We're back in. Grady Carpenter. Elbow extended, 3-point shot, wouldn't go for Jackson Money. For the board there, was laying in Spidell. Chip it out of bounds, going to belong to Cass. Put in backcourt, LJ Hillis. Going to dribble it to the sideline, that's 5, Brennan Jeter. Took the right side, we're going to get him to Jackson Money. 20 seconds left. The quarter, dribble in the front court. Jeffy's dribble, go back to LJ Hillis. Fell behind the arc, dribble. 9 seconds left. But Cass in the front court. We're into the corner. Dribble in. Inside the paint. I've taken the buzzer. Got his own putback. Good. Credit the bucket. Cass King, Brennan Jeter. The buzzer. Completes 3 quarters of play. But at the end of 3. Devils 62. Half. On the board with 28. Take that back. 29 Cass Kings, and we'll mention. Game is in parts. Being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Stop in if only to browse around. 1520 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques. Turn around. Prices low. Prices below. You may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies at 1720 South Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're closed, and we'll mention. 17-773-7391. 317-773-7391. They're online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. So first horn sounds, Blue Devils out on the floor. Going to work it right there. Can be brought in. Also, possession arrow brought in by Jackson Money. Blue Devils possession. Cass King on the floor. Fourth quarter. Brought in. I see the backcourt. Noah Swan across the timeline at a walk pace. Front court with the basketball. Grady Carpenter behind the arc. On the perimeter, we're going to run a swing at the work baseline. Noah Swan gets a Jackson Money and picked up there out of the air by Bryce Rudd. To the direction. The dribble, Owen low. Back pedal dribble out behind the, on the arc. Point stripe, I should say. Below go through the legs. Back to the corner with the basketball. Brennan Jeter. Jeter going to reverse. Back to the corner. Chotner Grace. Chotner Grace, and hand off. And that's Jeter. We're going to run the perimeter. Owen Lowe, your dribble baseline. Puts it to the corner. Back around. Bryce Rudd to the corner. Owen Lowe. Short off the rim. Where to go? Rebound. Brody. Plus. Get back out to Owen Lowe. Second time in this possession at the rim for Lewis Cass. Out top on the dribble. Stop. Pop a three. 3-point shot. We're going to call it a two. Put on the line. Owen Lowe for two. 56 left here in the fourth quarter. In the front court with the basketball. Brady Carpenter, guarded there somewhat closely, Bryce Rudd. To Carpenter from Gavin Hare. But Hare was a basketball, he was working around the perimeter, Jackson Money. And then Noah Swan, they go to the corner with it, Gavin Hare. 3-point shot is good. Gavin Hare for three. 55-31. 6:30 left here in the fourth quarter, Blue Devils in front. Top of the basketball, Owen Lowe. That's over. They work the paint. They go off the glass, they'll draw a foul. When Lowe will shoot two. They will whistle a foul on the Blue Devils. 21, Landon Spidell has two. The foul strike is number four. When Lowe, he'll throw it up. 65-31, first shot in the air. He's off with a go. 6:16 left. Quarter in the ballgame for the Blue Devils. Number two, Peyton Aller. Peyton Aller, a 6'1" freshman, Jackson Money. Take a breather. Second shot for Owen Lowe for Wes Cass. Second shot rims off with a go. They picked up there on the rebound got by Gavin Hare. It's out of bounds by Lewis Cass. Belongs to the Blue Devils. They'll bring it from the timeless. Baseline, opposite baseline, brought in the Grady Carpenter. Score pass behind the arc, Gavin Hare. Out top to Aller. In Aller, 6'1 freshman. We'll work it back around, Grady Carpenter. To Gavin Hare behind the arc. We're back to Noah Swan. Elbow extended, being picked up there by Brennan Jeter. I said Noah Swan to take a cut near the baseline, going to absorb a foul. There. On the move, clock moving the fourth quarter. We're working back around. We're going to drive the lane off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Left-handed layup. Grady Carpenter. To the front court. Went low. Low on the dribble. Top of the basketball. He'll dribble in. The paint. Took the basketball. Back out top. The yellow 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. Might have been on the strike. The other direction. Owen. Measured right there. Noah Swan. And we're going back around the floor. Now to Grady Carpenter. We're just trying to get a pass to all are going to be out of bounds. Belongs to Lewis Cass. In the ballgame for the Blue Devils, 33, Sam Humrichaus for Vince Jr. Going to bring it for the Blue Devils. It's number 11, Nolan Swan. In the front court with the basketball, Owen Lowe. He'll dribble it to the free throw line, L.J. Hillis. He'll turn around and get the ball back out. The dribble, Brandon Jeter. Out to right side behind the arc. Through the leg, he'll dribble in. Owen Lowe lose the handle. Ball's going to be kept there. Bryce Rudd in the paint. Going to be a reach-in foul called against Tipton. Devils going to pick up the foul. He whistled on three. Sam Humrichaus, he has one. Brought in from the baseline, left of the bucket. Cass King. Davin Hare guarding the inbound. I'm going to bounce it in. Jay Hillis. Cast top, Bryce Red. Red on the dribble. They go to the corner with it. Owen Lowe. Low on the dribble around the perimeter. Dribble in, pick up the read, pick up the basketball at the free throw line. Back to LJ Hillis. Plus back to Owen Lowe. Get the new dribble. Guarded there somewhat closely. M. Humrich House. In the paint. Turn around. Dribble back in the paint off the glass. Try to get the glass. Going to be fouled in the act of shooting. Jay Hillis. Jay Hillis going to absorb the foul. He'll shoot two. A whistleless foul on Tipton. Devils Lane and Spidell going to pick up his third foul in the ball game. First shot good. LJ Hillis. The rebound is on basketball hand to the official. So he'll get one more. LJ Hillis at the stripe. His shot also good. 67-33, Blue Devils in front. 3:28 left here in the fourth quarter. As you the timeline, Sam Quigley at the right side. Aller, Peyton Aller back to Davin Hare. Now back to Peyton Aller straight away. They're right around the perimeter. Sam Humrich out. This is the basketball back out. Sam Quigley. Davin Hare. And Hall all over the basketball. They're right around the perimeter. Sam Quigley. Seeing some directions. Sit in. Get a bounce pass to Humrich house. In with the basketball. Going to work it back around. Out top. Working it back around. Owen Lowe to the corner. 3-point shot good. Lewis Cass King. That's number 5. Brennan Dieter. Dieter averaging 5.4 per game. Above that now. In the front court of the basketball. Sam Quigley. Started there by Bryce Rudd. Got the Quigley. Quigley gets the basketball to drive in. Work it back out. Paul Aller. That's Peyton Aller. Davin Hare. Behind the arc. Back around. Sam Quigley. Sam Humrich out. Going to work it down low. Out would go. Rebound put back. Where is 35? I believe that's Grayson McFalls. Quote me, but I believe so. And outside the arc. 3-point shot in the air. Good. Credit the bucket. Lewis Cass King. 21. LJ Hillis for 3. Front court with the basketball. Dribble. And Quigley. Going to work the left elbow. He's worked the ball back around. Sam Humrich out. Going to shoot a 3-point shot. Shot wouldn't go. And that's out of bounds. Going to be brought back in. 21. Jay Hillis. They're made through the sideline. Owen Lowe. Where's number 4? They're working out top. LJ Hillis. To Lowe. They go to the corner with. 4-point shot. Dieter rims out long. Yo, rebound fought for. Picked up. Going to be simultaneous. Right there, Davin Hare, the basketball, blocked him up right there. It's going to be an alternate possession arrow. Belong to Cass. Clock moving, 1:22 on the game clock. 57-35, ball's going to be brought in to Cass. Out of the bucket on the baseline. The inbound, Davin Hare, toss it in tall. Behind arc, Brody Hillis. Top, Owen Lowe. Hello, rims off, wouldn't go. Down Tipton. At the board, I believe that's Grayson McFalls. Put 8. McFalls gets the freshman. Get outside the arc, Aller for 3. Shot, wouldn't go, rims off, rebound, Brody Hillis. Gets a teammate. Brother, I'm pretty sure. Jay Hillis across the timeline. And out on the floor. It's going to be whistled for time for him. Some guys in the ball game. And we'll mention Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. That's cars, SUVs. 65-552-5130. 65-552-5130. Can be brought in to the corner on the dribble. Cass James. Top of the basketball, Dieter. Dieter going to go to the corner with it. Dribble of paint right there. And Cotner Graves. Cotner Graves going to go to paint right there, trying to find that's number 12. Jonathan Mack, stolen right there in the backcourt to the front court, Sam Quigley. Quigley on the dribble. Dribble through the lane. Around passes outside. 3-point shot in the air. Rimmed out. It was in. Wow. Having Hare with the rebound. Here shot going to be deflected. Goes out of bounds. Going to stay at the front court. The Blue Devils. To be brought in. Left of the bucket. In the ballgame for Lewis Cass is number 10, Julian Veen. 6-2 sophomore. Front, out top, clock's going to empty out. Running clock, fourth quarter. That's going to complete tonight's ball game. 2 minutes, four quarters went by. No score. The Blue Devils, 67. Louis Pass Kings, 39. We do thank you for tuning in. And then we thank my wife back home for sound check. We'll mention next game on the agenda, Louis Pass Kings. Kings are going to play Friday, a couple of days away, 6 and 7:30. Chester Squires. We'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils are going to play next Thursday, the 28th. Play the 28th, they'll go against Clinton Prairie. That'll be a neutral site at the Clinton Central Holiday Tournament. The 1:30 start. Tipton and Clinton Prairie. And they'll have a second game. Tipton will. Clinton Prairie will. Then we'll play the second game on the 29th. Again, we thank you for tuning in. Hope you have a great rest of the week and a good weekend. And until then, matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.
Okay with that?
Good, yeah.
Hey, we're posting right now. They're talking to Coach Cliff Hawkins. I say, well, Cliff Hawkins, and I got to give you this.
Oh,
cheerleaders gave that to me. They couldn't hang around. You're a busy guy. Indianapolis Star this week. I think you talked to Coach Bob Lovell. I learned that from a big fan. You're a popular guy because your team is thriving.
That's a credit to our players, and they work so hard in our practices. And what they're able to do is translate what we do every day in practice to the game floor, and that's pretty much what we do in our practices. And we do a whole lot of shooting, obviously, and so we're really, really proud of what our players are accomplishing.
You got your second win in the East Division of the Hoosier Conference. You got one to go. It's Western.
Played them already.
My bad.
Yeah. So, it'll. We look forward to playing in our conference, and we still got a lot of that ahead of us.
You've been a lot of people asking for your open time with you, and I'm playing all the way, don't you?
I enjoy it. I can to help our players, and the game of basketball is something that's meant a great deal to me for a long time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, thank you.
To be with you.
Okay, well, thanks very much.